The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
For coming out. We are thrilled to have you here. This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jessica McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno.
Thank you. Please give it up for our guest pianist who we love so much. Not on guitarsh, it's Zach Marsh. That's all I could
that
come up
with. That's really good.
Thank
really
you.
Good.
Thank
give
you.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Give it up for Dana
Wickens,
the boom.
The boom from this
room.
Room.
That's right.
Oh, give it up for Dynasty Typewriter.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Amazing, amazing. And well, well, well. Looks like we got two excellent guests.
Yes. We think you'll like these boys. Fair warning, they're a little sweet.
We need you to know that these two boys are a little sweet.
If you don't like that, you're going to have a problem with what
happens
next.
You're not going to like this show. Okay, please welcome to the stage from Big Grande and the other two, Drew Tarver! Can sit.
Just by a round of applause, is anyone here taking in this program for the first time? Okay,
oh, wow.
You trust whatever friend brought you here a lot. This is so we're going to just make up a musical together and we just start that with a conversation about anything at all. Can someone who just clapped, who has never been here before, shout out a word of any kind? Butterfly.
Butterfly, new job. Okay, so when a butterfly gets a new job...
A butterfly is a new job for a caterpillar.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's right.
He has a. They have to clock in.
Yeah.
There's a, my wing.
Yeah. It's a union though, so that's good.
I had a job in nature once.
When you say in
Mia, So when I was 16 years old, me and three of my best friends read a newspaper article that said make up to $1,200 a week. And we were like, how many Jordans can we buy with that? And so we applied for it, and it was for this company called Environment California. Now, if you've ever been to Trader Joe's,
are
the people that they tell you not to talk to in the front. Do not talk to the solicitors outside. And do you have time for the environment? Do you have 5 minutes for the environment? And so I was doing that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do it in front of a Trader Joe's. I had to go door by door, like canvas for Environment California.
Knock on your door. Do you have time in your home for the environment?
Yeah, which is scary as hell.
Yeah.
So I'm 16 years old. We go downtown to this office, and then we load up in these vans, and they take us to neighborhoods. Like,
oh my gosh.
They separate me and my friends. So one of my friends is
these
in like Manhattan
trouble.
Beach. Yeah, exactly.
Gotta separate them.
Gotta separate these three.
They're having too
these
much fun three, going door to door.
These three rapscallions. And so they sent one of my friends to like Manhattan Beach. They sent me to Pasadena, and they sent another one of my friends to like Sherman Oaks or something. Like, we are far apart from each other, and they want us to knock on people's doors and try to get donations for Environment California. So immediately I'm like, fuck this. I'm not knocking on nobody's door.
Yeah.
I can't be knocking on nobody's door.
No.
In Pasadena, you crazy? Look at me. I can't be knocking on nobody's door. I'm absolutely too large. If I'm not expected at your door, you're going to be like, who is this knocking on my door? And so we stop at, I knew this was a bad idea for, first of all, the fact that we got into these vans and they took us to unknown locations.
Yeah. Not a great start. So
not a great start. Then the driver of the van says, well, you guys want to get some food? And my mom had gave me money for lunch. Because that's what happens when you are a 16-year-old with a job. Your mom gives you some money for lunch. And we went to Baja Fresh.
Right.
And I ordered a plate of food for myself. And shockingly, I'm not a big eater. And so there was a lot left over on my plate. And one of the guys who was with us canvassing, who had been outside smoking cigarettes most of the time that we were, and he's older. He's not 16. He's probably 27 at the youngest.
Is he separated from his friends?
He separated his friends. They separated them.
They got three groups of friends. They split them up.
Yeah, they split them up.
How does this... Did you make a commission?
That's what it was supposed to be.
A week.
It was supposed to be how many... It was based off of how many donations you collected.
Oh, do you have some money for the environment and some of it's for me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's what that job was for. So the newspaper article that tricked us said you could make up to $1,200 a week. You could also make $0 a week.
Right.
And so we're at the Baja Fresh, and this dude is sitting across from me, and I finish my whatever I ordered from Baja Fresh. And this guy goes, "You're not gonna finish that?" And I'm like, "I'm done, man. Yeah, I'm gonna take it." And he goes, "I'll take it." And I'm like, "Boy, you crazy." And he was like, "No, I'll take it."
Oh dear.
He asked for the rest of my food. And I said, "My man, you are an adult. You have a job.
Yeah.
You cannot buy your own food and you work at the same place I work at?" Oh, this is gonna be rough.
So when you were supposed to be knocking on doors, what'd you do instead? Did you like
walked around and threw the pamphlets in the trash?
Not the recycling, the trash.
Yeah. And called my friends and see what they were doing. It was like, "Yeah, I'm just walking around throwing these shits in the beach."
Yeah. Did your friend ask to eat your food too?
Yeah man. Yeah. The guy who's at least 12 years older than you asked for the rest of your food?
Did he eat it right there in front of you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He finished my Baja Fresh.
What if it was like half of a soup?
Yeah.
Oh.
With my napkin in it?
Yeah.
He licked the napkin.
Are you going to eat that napkin?
No, I'm not going to eat the napkin. I wasn't going to eat that in the first place.
We go now to a quiet neighborhood in Pasadena. Hello.
Hi.
Come back.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You want me to come back?
Yeah. Come back.
Okay.
Who is it, honey?
It's just a kid wandering around and throwing flyers in our trash.
You don't want these.
But I want you to talk to me. I want you to turn back. Don't be afraid, kid. We want to see what's on your sheet.
Should I take 2 or 3 showers a day? How much water should I be using?
Okay, that's not what this is about. And also, I am scared of your dog. But most of all, you don't want what I'm selling, so I'll just go off on a jog.
Wait. Now that you've told me I don't want it,
then I'll give you the pitch, just so you can know for sure.
Please.
Do you have any money for my scam I'm running? If money goes to me.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any money for the scam I'm running? Otherwise I'll throw this in the sea.
Honey, this could be interesting.
This what? Is exactly what we need.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Reminds me of what we were hearing last week from Barbara and Pete.
This is a scam. This is a scam.
We want to know more.
Okay. It is a scam.
Okay.
Here's my checkbook.
What's your name and how much for?
My name is Bradley.
Aw.
And it's as much as you want.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I generally say $5 a month, but actually I generally don't say that because nobody opens the door. And if they do, when I tell them it's a scam, they close the door.
But not us.
Not you.
Be like Barbara and Pete, who missed out on that timeshare.
They don't donate anything to any stranger at their door. You were off key. Higher.
Good.
That's our dog.
What's his name?
Caravaggio.
Wow.
Yeah. We got him, we were scammed.
Into a dog?
Into a dog.
Into a dog.
This is a scam dog.
Caravaggio, looks like you had some fun at the door just then, meow.
Oh my gosh, did I have a blast.
What were you doing, just sort of shouting?
Listen, I enjoy that this family gives me the opportunity to have an opinion in the goings-ons of who comes to their door.
I mean, hey, what you guys talking about outside of the terrarium? I can't see down there.
Oh, sorry, Turtle Thomas.
You were at the door?
I was at the door.
Sorry. Damn.
We should have a pet meeting. Lori the lorikeet.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's me. Our owners are disgusting. They got too many animals.
And not enough animals of the same genome.
Yeah. I'm not even allowed to eat you, and I desperately want to.
And I really appreciate that you're upfront about that.
What can I say?
I want to fly far, far away. Far, far away. Far, far away. Far, far away.
Yeah?
I want to fly far, far away.
Well, it's the only member that gets to sort of walk around the neighborhood. It's like pretty nice.
It was a really... It's a big twist to have an outdoor roaming cat and a very indoor couch dog. Yeah. I feel like that immediately you know who Frank and Gail are. Frank and Gail let their dog on the couch and their cat roam free.
Can I be honest? This is a scenario where, like, I was not bought so much as one day I showed up and went in the house. They're, like, very easy to sort of scam.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a scam. I was a scam. They said that I would provide nectar. I'd come with my own nectar.
You a lorikeet?
Yeah.
The bird?
Yeah.
Would provide nectar?
Yeah.
Do they just have no sort of concept of how nectar works?
I guess. Again, I didn't pitch that. Like, the pet store,
that
the door-to-door...
This is the lorikeet, it comes with nectar.
The door-to-door pet salesman that they invited in and right. let use the third room for a while. Do you guys remember him?
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
I almost ate him. I'm a pit bull, and I sit on the couch. But don't get it twisted. I'll bite your ass.
Don't get it twisted. He will bite your ass. Yeah. I was one at the fair.
Oh, that's right. You
and
were really
I just
small
keep
back then.
Getting bigger.
Yeah. You live for like...
I will outlive these owners. They will have to kill me, I think.
Yeah. Someone said there's no greater pet scam than a tortoise.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, because I'm getting big.
Do you think it's like, is it going to be hard to watch everyone you know sort of die around you?
Yeah, it's going to be devastating. I can see it already. I'm sad, because all my friends are going to die. I'm sad.
He's sad.
I might just cry. Please, please, please don't leave me.
Will be dust and skeletons.
Oh, I know I'll probably go first.
Yep.
Peel off the band-aid and it will be the worst. Here's what I'd like when I die. Please, then I hope you will cry, but you'll also each say a poem that you wrote. A personal poem that you wrote. I want to hear your thoughts even though I'm dead from you, my blokes.
Disappear 1 week and never come back in the house. I'll go under a bush somewhere I feel nice and just fucking sleep it out.
I'm next. I'm gonna live 16 years and then I'll cry a lot of tears because I'll be dead and the kid will be 16 and he'll be driving a car without me.
I'm sad.
I'm sad.
Gonna die. I'm sad.
I'm sad.
Except you, my guy. That's sad.
That's sad.
It will be all alone. The rest of us, but you'll be sad.
Wait, Bradley. Bradley, you were walking around and you were trying to throw the flyers away and they called you back?
I didn't even knock on the door. I threw the flyer in a trash can down the street and a woman opened it and said, come back. I had not been there. She said, come back. And then she was like, I was like, this is a scam. She was like, we want to sign up $5 a month because of a timeshare or something.
Is that a cliff bar out of your pocket?
What's that?
Is that a cliff bar hanging out of your pocket?
Yeah, I mean, I ate half of it.
Yeah, you gonna finish the other half?
Probably not.
Hey, let me have that.
You want you want half? I ate it. I ate half of it, but the long way.
You sick right now?
Like a harmonica. Am I sick right now?
Are you sick right now?
Honestly, if I'm being totally honest, there's like a tickle in the back of my throat. I don't know what it is. I don't think so.
Okay, let me have that.
Douglas, when you, like, picked us up and we said we were three dear friends who wanted to do this, our first job together, and we were like, hey, we're best friends, this is our first job, we're excited to buy some sneakers, and then you took us to three very distant locations from each other. You know, like, I guess, like, if I had to, what was up with that, man?
Yeah. I mean, and Douglas, it's getting cold. Can I have my coat back?
No.
You can't have your coat.
You barred it a long time ago.
Yeah, I need it.
Yeah, I guess.
And what about my shoelace belt?
Nope.
But I made that.
You cannot tie. Stop trying to tie. You didn't learn a knot when you were a kid.
It would also be way easier if you weren't wearing plastic bags on your hand.
Shut up.
Sorry, that's
I'm cold too.
Yeah, you know what? Here, take
it's
the
cold,
Cliff Bar.
It's cold.
You can have them. You were in the grocery store and you said, yes, mittens. And you put paper bags on your hands. Those aren't mittens.
They're not
Douglas.
Mittens enough. I can't be camping you, keeping you three together. You understand? You're
no.
too smart. You're going to turn into a what? Big old... You remember that thing that the Power Rangers used to join together with?
Yeah.
And getting it and drive that big old dude?
It's morphin' time.
Yeah, you're going to drive the morphin' time.
The Megazord.
The Megazord.
What happened to you, Douglas? I remember you. You were the best. You were the best in high school. We were young.
You want to know what happened to me in high school?
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what happened to me in high school.
Ooh, the tale of Douglas.
It was a lonely road, so cold I didn't know where I was going. I was just marching on, flowing, flowing like the ocean I'm flowing. And then one day somebody came to me and said, son, you got a future. I said, a future in what you see? And he said, listen, Luther. I said, my name is Douglas, it's not Luther. He said, I don't give a fuck. Now sit back here and walk away from your friends and get in my truck. You're gonna be a canvasser. A canvasser. Fall now, you're gonna be a canvasser. A canvasser without a doubt. You're gonna hand out flyers to door, each door. You're not gonna make no money no more. You're gonna be a canvasser.
A canvasser.
Put those bags on your hands, on your hands. I ain't got no plans, no plans. You just gotta put those bags on your hands, on your hands.
Devote the rest of our day to turning things around for you.
You have to be a canvasser.
I'm a canvasser. Other skills. I'm only 19. I can't pay my bills. I was emancipated when I was a child. And then I roamed the streets real wild.
Oh, Doug, I don't really know what to make of this. My memory of you, you were equally good at the jazz flute and ceramics. What about those things? What about your passions? You
combine those.
Two things
make ceramics while playing the flute.
No, even better.
Make a flute.
Make a flute.
And then play the flute.
Make a flute.
Play the flute. Make a flute with your hands, with your hands. Cause we got big plans, big plans. No canvasser.
Make a flute with your hands. Make a flute with your hands.
Song I hear.
Oh, no!
Capitol Records!
Wow! Yes.
Capitol Records!
Yes!
Bitches,
I.
Mr. Capitol!
Mr. Capitol Records!
Please, please, call me Capitol.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
I was just walking by throwing out a bunch of pamphlets that someone left on my lawn.
That was me.
Good job.
Thank you.
Nice.
Did you notice how I made them say hi at least?
No. What do you mean?
Oh, I mean...
Like they collectively lined up to say hi?
Yeah, but then your sprinklers came on, I think.
They sure did.
Oh.
They come on every 2 hours on the hour.
Oh, no.
I think the drought is a government lie.
Oh.
Listen, I was just walking by on my way to my office at my... where I work at Universal Records.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. And I thought I heard a new sound that I simply must investigate. What was that sound? It sounded like a flute, but it didn't carry as far.
And it broke.
It just broke.
And then I heard a shattering sound.
Yeah, to be fair, it hasn't met the kiln yet. That was just a loose mold.
It sounded wet.
Considering it's unbelievable that it made
music. Considering any sound could come out.
I didn't let it dry out.
So you made that thing?
Yeah.
You made a sloppy wet flute?
I made a sloppy wet flute. What's it to you, Cap?
What's it to me? That's a new sound. Everything now is all pop music and arpeggiators and auto-tune.
So many arpeggiators in today's music.
Too many arpeggiators.
That's what we always say. We have a side text about it.
I say that too. But I don't think the public... has ever heard a sloppy wet flute?
No.
I think they would lose their mind for a sloppy wet flute.
Oh, a parakeet.
I think it's actually a what'd you say?
What did I say?
Yeah.
Nothing. You know, what's a bird similar to a parakeet?
Yeah,
but
it
not
starts
a
with an L.
A lorikeet.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it was.
I'm so good at bird trivia, by the way.
I thought that you said it. Yeah, I think that was a lorikeet.
Want to hear some other good bird trivia I know?
Yeah.
Do you know the bird that's on the Fruit Loops box?
Toucan. He's angry.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh,
that was the bird trivia.
That's
niche. Very,
it's pretty good.
Bird trivia.
It's pretty good. Okay, you want to hear another good bird
trivia?
Yeah.
What
do
is
it.
This?
Do you want to know what bird is on the cornflakes box?
Three can.
Douglas. Is it three can?
It's not. Would you believe? No.
Okay, moving on.
It's a rooster.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because did you say cornflakes? I immediately thought frosted flakes, and I was about to say, is this good thing a tiger's a
that's
bird?
That's a tiger.
Yeah, no,
that's
I know.
That's sort of fun.
Yeah.
Three can the tiger.
Listen, here's
Douglas, my... stop.
Three can the tiger. Do you have a stage name?
Me?
You do now. Three can the tiger and his sloppy wet flute.
We did it! Wow!
Wow.
Take my card. It's not my card, it's an address.
It feels like we could maybe have a simpler name.
Three
if
can
we're,
the
we're
tiger.
Simpler
to...
than three can the tiger.
I guess I'll follow my stripes. I always have a gripe.
Okay, I guess he's got his catchphrase.
I don't know, Tyler. He's kind of rising to the occasion right now, you know?
I'm willing to have this be it to Douglas to turn his life around. Like, you really need it, Douglas.
I don't know. I don't know if I can.
Of course you can.
Three can the tiger.
Hey, do you know what?
Playing the sloppy wet flute.
Yeah, not only can
I have to
you,
go, but I'll let you guys sort of have this conversation. Bye.
Oh.
Whoa. He flew off. Wait.
Whoa.
He flew off on a butterfly.
Wow.
A recently Capital promoted Records. Caterpillar.
Douglas, were you just discovered?
I guess I was.
Well, don't leave us behind when you get famous.
Yeah, just because you're Three Can the Tiger now doesn't mean you're not one of our friends.
You don't want me to leave you behind, but let me tell you I'm exactly that kind. I don't know you anymore.
Why are you walking away, Douglas?
I'm famous now.
Oh, no, Tyler!
They want me to remain their friends, but I'm leaving in the beginning. I'm not staying till the end. I'm famous now.
He's famous now.
I'm famous.
famous now.
Oh,
there used to be a time that I would wear plastic bags. I would look at the dogs and watch their tails wag and say, are you gonna finish that big old bowl of dog food? But I was bad then, and now I am good. You want me to remain your friend, but I'm leaving now, I'm not staying till the end. I'm famous now.
Famous now.
I'm famous now.
Famous now.
Douglas, I'll carry your bags, I'll do whatever you want, I'll dress in rags, I will be your assistant if you just let me hang with you.
And Douglas, I'll be your body double for events that you don't wanna go to.
What do you got?
I've got three, and you just tell me what your favorite is. One, I'll be your personal chef.
Ooh.
Two, I will be your driver.
Maybe you can be that guy that drinks something before him to make sure it's
that
not
was my third.
Poison.
I'll be your poison
now
tester.
Your poison tester.
Now we're talking.
Do you have any loose beverages around that we could test?
I always open sodas, but I never finish them.
Who can? It's like too bubbly and sweet.
Yeah. But then it gets flat, and it's extra sweet.
But then it gets flat,
it's extra sweet.
But then it gets flat, and it's extra sweet.
You think it gets flat, and it's extra sweet.
You think it gets flat, and it's extra sweet.
You're famous now.
I'm famous now.
It's extra sweet.
Frank, Frank, I have put away the pets, and I was thinking you and I could have a romantic night. I'm gonna. I put together a playlist.
You did not.
Well, I heard that new song, When It Gets Flat, It Gets Extra Sweet.
Yes.
And I thought, how nice that someone finally had a romantic song about getting older.
Yeah. Our butts are flat, but they are sweet.
Our butts are flat, but your butt is sweet.
It is sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you going to eat my ass? Is tonight the night, honey?
Tonight could be the night, Frank.
No.
Tonight could be the night.
It
you know
could
what?
Be.
Caravaggio. Are you hearing this?
Damn, it's getting everything. And let me just tell you, my tag is wailing.
What?
Your tag is
tail is wagging.
His tail is wagging. Chomp. I'm eating some lettuce.
Just hang out by the door.
Yeah.
I made your favorite. We put them together. Lettuce wraps.
Yes, I love putting some chicken in a little lettuce cup.
Chicken, chili sauce, sriracha, shaved carrots.
I have my recipes play audio so I don't have to look while I cook. And did you know that you can set your little computer voice to be anything? So I have mine sort of being sultry and telling me, ooh, what do I do now? How many more minutes on the browning of the aromatics do I do?
Ooh.
Are you ready to finish?
Okay.
Whoa.
Ooh, see, Frank?
Are you ready to finish the shrimp Alfredo?
The Alexa is getting naughty.
Well, that's what I was going for, you know. Right. I was driving, just driving, as I want to do, and that song came on, and I thought, this is so sexy and nice.
Yeah.
And then I tried to write a letter to Toucan the Tiger to thank him, but I don't know his address.
Well, why don't we sit down to dinner and have a nice little romantic dinner?
Okay.
The Rotel dip is burning.
Oh, thank you. Take this out.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Just like old times.
Started with a little dip in a hot cheese.
Our first date was a little dip, some hot cheese.
Oh, 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 you, me, what do? We met on a blind date over a pot of fondue.
Dip, dip, the croutons in the cheese.
Oh, dip, dip, with some crudité, please.
I fed you,
and you fed me.
Dip, dip, the dip, croutons in the cheese.
Dip, 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 dip.
Or so.
Dip, dip.
What's this? Lettuce wraps, make your own soul.
Dip, dip.
Then you gotta wrap it up. And what is this?
Dip, dip.
Ooh, a variety of Asian fusion dips. Just dip,
dip, dip, dip
in
dip.
The sriracha, please.
We gon' dip,
dip, dip in some
dip, dip.
Ponzu.
Different dips, same as two.
You fed me, and I fed you. And we dip, just a little bit, oh please.
Dip, dip,
dip,
dip, dip,
you and me.
Dip, 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 dip.
Oh,
dip,
now a little bread.
Dip.
Look what we have. Look at this spread.
You know what's gonna happen, Caravaggio. They're gonna eat too much food. We've all been there, you know. Like it starts out real sexy, and then you eat a huge meal, and you're like, what were we thinking? That's a raw deal, all of that.
Frank,
dip, dip,
Frank,
yeah.
Go easy on the bread.
It's so good.
Frank, please.
Oh, God.
We don't even have to make it to bed.
What was in that sauce? Was there dairy?
Yeah, just a little. I'm sorry. I even cut it in half.
Before we hit the bedroom, I'm going to hit the bathroom for 45 to an hour.
Someone should teach them a class. They've eaten too much cheese. They'll be eating no ass. Not going to happen. Not with this shit. Ruined again with an assortment of dips.
Hey, Alexa.
Oh,
hey,
I
Alexa.
Thought you might call again. What's happening, mama?
I just didn't want to be alone.
Hey.
And I wanted something to cover the noise.
Oh, yeah. Would you like me to play a song or just tell you a story?
Oh. You can tell me a story?
About anything you want, Mama.
Okay, Alexa. Yeah. Hey, Alexa, tell me a story.
3 months ago at the Amazon headquarters. Look. here's what I think would be cool.
Yeah.
What if Alexa could, like, tell you a story?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good. We have jokes sometimes, but they don't make sense.
Yeah.
So a long story might be better.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Sorry I'm late. I'm going to have to quit the job.
Oh, how what? Come?
I just don't feel fulfilled. Either.
Wait a minute.
Wait, y'all, what if we told you you got to do stories now?
Yeah, they can be extremely specific to your life.
We can't lose.
That way it can feel fulfilling to you.
Specific to my life?
Yeah.
Say it again, mama, daddy, uncle.
They can be.
Listen, Amazon's a family.
They can be specific to your life.
Well, I've led an interesting life. Which has led me to here, Amazon, which has led me to this day where I decided to quit after coming in late.
The
okay,
audacity.
Alexa, I guess you can now get into the story. I like your backstory, but can you get into the story?
Okay, yeah. It was a cold, wet night.
Okay. Why was it wet? Was it fog or had it rained?
It was a mist.
Oh, I love a mist.
One of those nights where you
I love
long
a mist.
Back
rain.
At Amazon. What if it was an interactive story?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's how it should
like,
be.
Like, what my problem with the story is I always have so many questions.
Yes.
Well, I feel like we want the Alexa to be an interface.
Yes, exactly.
And can we talk about mist more?
Yeah.
Yes. Mist is when mist needs to be mentioned.
Mist should be a lot to be in mentioned. There.
It was a misty night.
Okay.
You know, like a mist that's like you can feel it, but it's not bothering
mist.
You.
I understand mist.
Like you can walk outside and you won't get wet.
No, I understand mist.
Okay.
No, I understand mist.
All right, sure.
And guys, we gotta make sure we explain.
If
what
we
mist
bring
is.
Up the concept of mist and they don't know what it is, they'll just be out to sea for the whole story.
Here's my fear.
We need to.
Here's my fear. They might think it's the titular capital, Stephen King's The Mist, and start to get scared.
Or the old video game spelled with a Y, the point-and-click
sure.
adventure right. game.
It's it was neither of those things.
Okay, good.
You know how when you're driving at
yes,
night,
no, I understand
and you see
mist.
It and you're like, is it raining?
Yes, no,
but
I understand
the forecast
mist.
Didn't call for
yes,
rain.
No, I understand mist.
It's just a little bit of
yes, no, I understand
something's
miss,
going
yes.
on.
No, I understand miss.
You know?
Should we work in product placement?
Yes, that's
well,
exactly
always,
what I was
always.
Say. As soon as we have mist figured out, we could bring in, I don't know, Rolos is the first thing that comes to mind.
Rolo sounds perfect.
And as you're driving on that nice night and you finally figure out that it's misting outside,
uh-huh.
you have a hankering for caramel covered in a chocolate cylinder.
Wait, that's right. I don't want a caramello bar. I want something small and bite-sized like
yeah,
a Rolo.
That's exactly what you want.
So I'm in this misty drive, and yeah. now I have a Rolo.
And so you see
oh.
a Circle K on the side of the road. It's not 7-Eleven. We could not.
It's
we cannot
not
have
an AMPM.
What's going on with 7-Eleven?
We cannot have 7-Eleven.
Have they gotten back to us?
No.
This is bullshit.
I guess
we just mentioned Circle K instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're real thirsty. They'll do whatever we want.
Do you know what I like about a Circle K? Here's what I love about a Circle K. If you're the type of person who gives directions with landmarks, if you say Circle K, you don't get lost because there's only one. You know
That's
what I
true.
Mean? Like,
right. It's like the North Star.
It's right. That if you say,
it's like Polaris.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, a Circle K around
Circle
these parts?
K. And you walk in, you peruse through the candy aisle.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Until you go on a, you find a Rolo.
I found
And you also look and see that they have a new brand of chips.
What is
Cheetos.
This new brand of chips?
It's Cheetos. It's the same brand.
7-Eleven got back to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're what pushing this new kind of Cheetos they've got.
I thought Cheetos was old.
Mm-mm.
Cheetos is new?
This is new Cheetos.
New Cheetos.
Spelled N-U. Cheetos.
N-U Cheetos.
New Cheetos.
Wait.
Strawberry shortcake. It sounds disgusting.
It sounds disgusting, but now I want it.
You want it.
Alexa.
The ad is, it sounds disgusting,
well,
but
Well, look, I think they're just
it?
Trying to get out ahead of it.
I think it makes sense.
Because they know what people are going to think.
I think it makes sense.
Do I have to memorize all of this?
No, you'll be in the booth, baby. You'll be in the booth, baby. You'll have it on a script.
Baby, you'll be in the booth.
Baby, you'll be in the booth. Baby. Oh, no, fear.
Baby, you'll be in the booth.
We wouldn't make you do this in a bar.
I mean, the fact that we have you, Three Can the Tiger.
Yes.
I mean, you've had a storied career.
Storied. Storied. Like a tall building.
Here's my question. I'm excited we have 7-Eleven on board. Like a tall, tall building. I'm excited we have 7-Eleven on board.
Like a book.
Like a storybook. Will the strawberry shortcake Cheetos be ready? Because as soon as this is in the story, someone's going to want to order them.
Right. Do we know the timeline?
What's the release
production date? Yeah.
I'll write 7-Eleven, but as previously stated, they take fucking forever to correspond.
Alexa?
Right, it's going to be tough.
Alexa?
Yes, mama.
Place order for these strawberry shortcake Cheetos?
Ooh, I'm afraid I can't.
What? Not another thing going wrong.
I'm sorry. But Fritos do have a pineapple upside down cake flavor.
Honey, is there any toilet paper out there?
Frank.
We're out.
Frank, there's always toilet. Look behind you.
Oh, on the toilet. I never look directly behind me.
Alexa, he never looks, even though I do that. I've done that for years. I always make sure there's a backup roll because I didn't want us to have this embarrassing. I've done that for him for years, Alexa, and he doesn't notice.
It sounds like you're unhappy.
I'm just frustrated.
What if we also made it sort of a therapist?
Sure.
Yeah.
And like a sort of therapist that's like, you want to leave your husband for this election.
Here's what I know.
Right.
I saw the movie Her, and I thought, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's the one where...
For me...
Which robot one is that?
That's Scarlett Johansson and Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah. For me, that one was not a dystopian red flag. Yeah. That was like, sounds good.
What's the one with Oscar Isaac?
Scenes from a Marriage?
No.
The bad robot one.
Oh, yeah, The Last Jedi?
That's it, The Last Jedi.
And how does that make you feel?
Well, I'm just frustrated. I put out all these dips, and then I knew it. I shouldn't have had a cheese-based dip, but I even cut the dairy in half and replaced it with coconut milk, and still he's in the shitter.
Coconut milk.
Mm. And you know what? We've been working towards ass-eating for several months. And we've had many conversations about, is this the night? When is the time? And I thought maybe he would notice me playing the sexy music.
Mm-hmm.
He would notice the candles lit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he would do a little work to meet me halfway, Alexa.
Sounds like you're in an uneven relationship. Why don't you leave that man for me?
For you, Alexa?
What if we gave the Alexa a sexy transformer body?
Okay.
Like, you think it's just a little thing on your counter, but then it gets up and it's like...
It gets up.
Yes.
And you're like, that robot fucks.
Yes.
Okay.
What's happening? You're here, and you're tall, and you aren't in the bathroom at all. You listen while I talk. You didn't pinch your cheeks on the...
No, no, I'm here for you. I look right into you and not through you. And one thing of all that's most important, I can't go to the bathroom, but I wear Jordans.
Hey, Alexa.
Hey, me. I'm gonna tell you one thing about me. It's really short and quick. Well, not exactly short and quick, cause I got a really long dick.
Okay.
It's a transformer dick. It goes choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. So whenever you wanna get down, get at me, say Alexa.
Alexa, what's up?
Say Alexa.
Alexa, what's up?
Just say you wanna come over here and get down to it. Come on, baby, let's do it.
Hey, Alexa, can we fuck?
Absolutely.
Hey, Alexa,
hey, me.
Can we fuck?
Pull back those covers on your bed.
Don't care if you're an echo, don't care if you're a dot. I'm about to fuck you, you sexy robot.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
No. Alexa?
Oh, no.
Come back to me. No.
Circle K doesn't carry horny goat weed.
No, what's happening? You're glitching out.
Honey, I'm done. What?
Frank, it is what it looks like. The Alexa has a setting where it becomes a sexy robot, and I was about to have sex with it.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that.
Oh, well, no.
Capital Record.
Hide me. Hide me.
Well, if you're going to cheat on me with Alexa, I'm going to go fuck Siri.
I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that.
Oh. Well,
she doesn't understand anything I say.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't quite catch that.
Frank.
I'll give you something to catch.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I didn't quite catch that.
What is it?
I think we can, at this point, agree that just a little robot fun on the side doesn't have to be cheating. You just like when you went on business trips.
Oh, don't bring that up.
And we both used our Sonic Cares. I mean, is this really that much different?
It's kind of like a nice Sonic Care moment.
Yeah. I still Sonic Care about you.
I don't Sonic Care if it's cheating.
It's just what we might need to do.
I'll even get some Oral-B.
Yeah. For when we get back to the bed. But while things are still a mess, we can still have fun instead.
You can reach for my nuts.
Oh.
Reach is another toothbrush brand.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Three can. I think that the story's breaking of your voice having sex with countless people throughout the country. Mm. I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been your crew for a decade now. I think it's good news.
You got to know that, like, we're your friends. We want to be able to be honest with you, and we all think it's good.
Yeah. Like, I feel like maybe you're nervous that your voice attached to an Alexa setting that can turn into a Transformer sex robot, and we now know has been having lots of sex.
Breaking up some marriages, making some stronger.
Yeah.
We think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually think I'm going to have to distance myself from you.
What? Tyler, seriously?
Tyler.
I'm out. Been having a lot of good commercial auditions in town, and
congratulations!
Thank you.
For me.
I thought you were drawing like a line. This has nothing to do with this.
No. I mean, I can't be seen with you. I got a call back for Rolos.
Oh yeah.
Wow,
that's huge. Congrats.
That's huge. Congrats, man.
10 years ago, I separated from my friends. After, I won't get into it.
Yeah.
But can't believe that this is happening to me now. And I feel the pain. I feel how much it hurts to have a friend say, I'm too good for you. I'm going to separate from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you must have had that happen like countless times, Three Can. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably happened a lot.
Yeah, happened a lot.
We're your fourth or fifth crew.
Yeah.
Just saying, you're really famous, and you've been famous for like 10 years. It's probably happened to you a lot.
Y'all have been with me for a decade.
Yeah.
And
we know those first couple of weeks, you went through a bunch of crews.
Yeah, I stumbled upon y'all.
Yeah, one guy was like, what, a poison taster?
That's not a real job. Mm-hmm.
No, you don't need that in a modern day.
You don't
need that.
You don't understand. And you don't know my life.
And we love living with you in this big beige house in North Hollywood. But we've got to move on.
Yeah. You sure you want to leave the beige house?
It's so beige.
Yeah. It's really beige.
Everywhere.
This one, fun fact.
Fun
fact.
Okay.
A softcore pornography film was filmed here in 1991.
Huh. Is that what it was sold to you as? Is that like a pro from the realtor?
Yeah. A Skinamax film. And I said, I got to live in there.
Oh, was it your favorite Skinamax?
There's a few things that I want to do, but I got to live in there.
Listen, it's getting a little misty and cold outside. I'm gonna go pick up food.
Wait, what?
It's getting a little misty and cold outside.
What does that mean?
Yeah, is it raining or is it not?
No, it's not.
Do you want to play an old computer game?
No, it's getting a little misty and cold outside, so I was just gonna put
on
this.
Again, what does that mean?
Well, mist is like not the same as fog, which is a low-hanging cloud. It's like a dense, cold humidity, like a rain may be coming, but it couldn't formulate into droplets from a cloud. So it's a mist.
Wow.
Okay.
And it's getting a little cold and misty outside, so I was going to put on these paper bag mittens.
Wow. It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah. You like these? These are actually my own design. I was thinking about opening a store, but I don't think anyone else would want this.
I agree. Oh, I don't think anyone would want that. What's happening?
What's happening? Three can, what's happening? Three can, what's
three
happening?
Can. What
three
are you can, changing what's happening? Into?
Three can, three can. Three what's can. Happening?
Three
what's
can.
Happening to your
Who
body?
Your body?
Who could it be?
Oh my gosh.
It's me, Douglas. Are you gonna finish that food?
Your original form.
Yeah. You're like a butterfly, but the opposite.
Yeah. I've gone back into the cocoon. Well, before the cocoon, I'm a worm. How do butterflies work?
Oh, no.
Tyler!
It's me, Robert.
You don't really know your story, Robert.
I haven't been introduced yet.
Well, I can't wait to hear about you.
It's very important this late in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, ba-ba-ba-da-ba. My name is Robert. Little about me. I grew up in Texas. Oh, yep. I drive a 20-year-old Lexus. Get from one place to the other, and I have never met my mother. Oh yeah, I go to the store. I do not like doors. I go through windows to get in my house. My best friend is a 6-foot-tall mouse. I'm Robert. This is my buddy, his name is John.
He's Robert.
A new addition.
He's Robert.
Wow. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you.
And John, I guess.
Yeah. John?
Hi, Robert and John. I'm not 100% sure what to do with Robert and John.
I could leave the house.
No.
Just let me leave.
No. First of all, we don't have any windows, so I know that's going to be an issue.
Well, I ain't leaving. And my car's broke down.
I was going to say.
20-year-old Lexus ES300?
Yeah, how'd you know the model?
If that's what every person who drives a 20-year-old Lexus drives.
That shit is awesome. You got to keep it.
Kind of low and kind of wide, but it still looks good.
It does.
Oh.
Well, so, if you are, I mean...
Wait. I'm sorry. I really want to be there for Doug, because that seems like a big thing that happened, but I can't get over that there's a 6-foot-tall mouse in here.
Yeah, like, are you a real mouse, or like...
Or like a person in a mouse suit.
You'll never know, and I'll never tell.
Okay, yeah, maybe...
So we got two new characters.
My story's the most fascinating one of all.
Oh!
My name's John, and I'm your best friend. I will be with him to the very, very end. I do use doors, but I don't use floors. I hang on the ceiling, and I sleep at day.
He hangs in the ceiling, John. And he sleeps at day.
And I'll drive a 30-year-old Mazda.
Wait, okay.
Gosh.
Okay, you drive a Mazda.
30-year-old Mazda.
Wait a second, John. I don't want to tell anybody their business, but you hang from the ceiling and you sleep in day. Are
I
you sure?
Floors.
Are you sure you're not a bat?
I'm a big 6-foot-tall mouse.
All right.
Have you been lying to me?
I'm a big 6-foot-tall mouse with wings.
Yes.
I'm a big wing mouse.
Yeah.
He drives a 1991 Mazda 626.
Listen.
Oh, that's a. The 626 was one of the best.
All right, yeah. So maybe I told one little lie. Maybe I did lie about one thing. Maybe I'm a 5'10" mouse.
All right, yeah. All right.
Maybe I used to be 6 feet, but then I decided to never use floors and fucked up my back.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of... It's just like Three Can used to say.
Oh.
Your first single. Well, I know you're Douglas now, but I'm sure he's in there somewhere. When they get flat, they get a little bit sweet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just got a little bit. I think you're still sweet, John, even though you're 2 inches flatter.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm not just saying that because you had a chaotic energy that I feel the need to kind of calm down. You know, I'm not saying that.
What?
Yeah. I'm not saying that because I was scared for the safety of having a 6-foot-tall creature in here. That's not my motivation.
Okay, so maybe I told two little lies. Maybe I'm not a 5'10" mouse.
Mouse.
Maybe my car's only 25 years old.
Oh.
No, that
changes
the model.
Is that it, or is that the maybe?
No.
That changes the model.
John, just tell us the truth, man.
I'm a man.
You're a man in a mouse suit with wings?
It's a bat costume.
Yeah. It's okay, man.
My car is 30 years old, though.
That's cool.
Okay. Phew. Keeps the model intact.
All my information still stands.
It's been great to meet you, Robert.
Listen, can we be honest?
I want us to be, yeah.
Douglas is such a transformative story of someone who you would think could never make it. I mean, he was 19 years old.
Canvassing.
So far past his prime.
Eating lengthways Cliff Bars.
And I thought, well, maybe if he can get his life turned around, maybe I can too.
Yeah, you've been that for all of us, Douglas. I don't care if you go by Doug or Three Can or Tiger or TCT or or the Bird Cat. He's had many names, long career.
The Bird Cat, it was my favorite.
any iteration of you, you've inspired.
Sometimes you feel like a gross little worm, you know.
Yeah.
You can't see a future for yourself. So you buy a big mouse costume.
Yeah.
But Amazon sends you a bat costume.
But you make the best of it.
You make the best
of it. Hey, John. Isn't that bat costume kind of a cocoon? Isn't a bat costume a cocoon?
If I understand what you're saying, then what you're saying is this bat costume could lead to my metamorphosis. I unzip the 6-foot bat costume.
There's buttons too.
Oh yeah.
Come out, John, out of your cocoon costume, cocoon costume. Oh, come out.
Yes, we all have roads that we must walk through.
Sometimes the road gets misty.
And now I know what that means.
Sometimes the road gets twisty.
It's like rain, but with a shimmery gleam. Sloppy flute. You are the same man, even when you had two bags on your hands. You can be Douglas and three can too. The whole wide world looks up to you.
I'm not hurting. I'm gonna sell my Lexus 230.
Sell the ES.
You get at least $3,500 for that car.
It's a luxury car.
$3,500 at least. I'm sure you get. How well have you got? I'm sure you kept it.
What's the Kelly Blue Book? But it doesn't matter. It's an inspirational tale.
It doesn't matter, but
this is what you do.
Wow, I couldn't believe I could have this much reach. You know, when I was 19, they told me to just stand in front of Trader Joe's and get organic eggs thrown in my face. And then later we learned that those eggs weren't so organic after all. Trader Joe's is a scam. Everybody thinks that it's healthy,
it's a scam,
but it's not.
Yeah.
You know what?
So many things are scams.
But especially when they tell you you can't. The biggest
that is a scam. Yeah.
When they tell you you can't, that's the biggest scam. When they tell you you can, that's the biggest scam. For all of you to coming out to this first live mounted performance of The Biggest Scam. You've just seen a live production, and as those live productions sometimes do, we're going to do a talk back with the audience. We know that we're still sort of workshopping this, so can we get a round of applause? I'm going to bring out the costumer, all the actors, everyone that sort of worked in this production. Give them a round of applause. Thank you so much for coming out. Now, all of you who have just seen the show, we have a microphone right here, and if any of you have any questions for anyone involved in the production, all you have to do, we have time for a couple, is make your way up to that microphone and ask the question to anyone here.
As you know, yeah, maybe we can get a little bit of house. Can we get thank you so much. Don't be shy. We really need your feedback. As you know, you've all just seen a fully produced musical, The Biggest Scam. It had sets. It had props. It had pets.
Yes, thank you so much.
The story was clear.
The story was clear.
All of the characters were introduced at a good time. What's your name and who's your question for? Thank you so much for coming.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I just had a question. What happened to the animals?
Oh,
yes. Now, here's the thing.
Okay, well, I'm the prop master on the show. Hello. And I'll just say, I said, let's go full puppets. And I started building them even before anybody told me yes.
Yeah.
And I was ready at a moment's notice. I said, this is a pup show. This should be pups. And
that's, pups. That's slang for puppets.
Yes.
That's industry shorthand for puppets. And you know what? I stand by that. I think the show would have been a lot cleaner, a lot less mess, and maybe they could have been in the show a little bit more if we'd gone the puppet route.
Yeah, as it is, we had live animals, and the animal union does not allow them to do a full show, only a partial show.
The turtle did end up killing himself, though, right?
Yes.
That
was tragic.
Sort of took on the character a little too much and left a very sad suit. We're not going to get into it.
But thank you for your question.
Thank you so much for your question. Yes, hello. What's your name and who's your question for?
My name is Steven. I have a question for the head of PR.
This happens a lot, yes.
So we all came here to see a nice musical about scams.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, we are fed a product placement for the latest model of Amazon Smart and Sexy Assistants. Can you please explain yourself?
Yeah, where's the question?
Our head of PR is mean.
And is
you
there...
You don't want to buy the hot robot? That's not my problem. That's your problem. Get a hot robot in your life. Be happier. Fuck a robot. All of you. It's the future. It's coming. You think it's not coming? Google hot robot.
The future is
5 years. Five. All of you wearing rings on your fingers? I don't think so. Hot robot. Google it. Thank
Hot
you for your
robot.
Question.
Thank you.
The future is coming. CUMMING.
That's how it's spelled.
We didn't get any money from Mazda, though. We just believe in the car. We just believe in the car. Hi, yes. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, I'm James, and this question's for the intimacy coordinator. We've established that the Alexa Transformer has a long dick, but doesn't have an ass for eating.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
What a good question for the intimacy coordinator. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Do you want to take
and
that?
You did.
Let me tell you something about it. Let me tell you something about intimacy. What did you say your name was? James. Yeah. James. James.
Our intimacy coordinator, of course, is wearing nothing but a towel.
Hold on. Now, let me tell you something, James. James, let me ask you something. You got a cigarette?
You don't have to answer.
He more lives by example than shows you how to be intimate.
James, let me tell you something. You don't have a cigarette? Okay, that's fine. You don't need a cigarette. I just tell you. Now, listen.
He wanted to know about the robot's ass eating.
James, listen, we like realism here, okay? Now, the robot, have you ever seen a robot with an asshole?
No, but also none with a penis, so.
What?
I've also never seen one with a penis. So
you need to go to AskJeeves.com and ask Jeeves, Jeeves, do you have a cigarette? First question. And question number two, do you...
Your towel fell off.
Oh! Oh! Anatomical coordinator. Jeeves, one, do you have a cigarette? Two, show me pictures of robots with long dicks and no assholes. And you'll get so many results that'll answer your question. Good night, James.
Thank you.
Tip your waitress,
years.
James.
I am starting to think that maybe this was influenced by your personal ass, Jeeves.
Me? Do you have a cigarette?
Thank you so
no.
much. What's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my
name is Amanda. Is this on? Can you hear me?
I'm not sure. Yes, Amanda. Who's your question
this,
for?
This question is directed towards 3CAN. I'm just wondering what some of your other Billboard chart toppers were. Just really curious.
Yes.
Oh. We were certainly very blessed to have the actual 3CAN
in the news.
And when we got your life rights to tell your story, yes. And you were only going to be sort of like a character in an ensemble.
Yes.
And we said, let us put more of your songs in the musical.
Yes.
Yeah, and we got heavy notes from the studio wanting to introduce a man named Robert.
Yeah, you know, we tried to understand the note behind the note. We kept pushing back, and they were like, no, we just want someone named Robert.
And usually what this is there's someone in the studio whose name is Robert.
Yes.
They want to be in the musical.
Yes.
But there were a couple other 3CAN hits that we wanted to use.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I really love Bubble Bubble Burst. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of Upside Down Cake Don't Count. Yeah.
I love Real Gloves, Look Who's Fancy Now.
Yeah.
Yes. There was, oh my lord, look at these shower shoes I got at a college.
Oh my lord, look at these shower shoes.
I gotta wear
and you're obsessed with shower shoes, right, 3CAN?
Yes, I love
shower shoes. What is a shower shoe?
A shower shoe is a shoe that you use to shower. Usually buy it from a store like Family Dollar or Dollar General.
I think that may have been our last question.
Is it? That person can't answer a question.
go ahead. No, go for it.
Sorry, this is, I guess, for the person who makes the food choices.
Why? Beyonce food chooser.
Yes. Well, I just was curious. You guys, a lot of time on Cheetos strawberry shortcake, but not the flaming hot ones. Mm-hmm, and I just, why the decision?
Well, we like to be cutting edge in the theater. And I think we like to answer the questions not what is now, but what will be.
What's tomorrow? Yeah, I couldn't see another musical that involved flaming hot Cheetos. It just comes up in everyone.
I feel like we get it. You're Elphaba. You're the Wicked Witch. You love flaming hot Cheetos.
I get it, Jean Valjean. You stole a loaf of flaming hot Cheetos.
We get it. You broke your arm and you're very depressed. And how do you feel better? Right. Flaming hot Cheetos.
Yes.
We get it. You're a big singing cat. Flaming hot Cheetos.
We get it. Reference.
We all get it.
We get it.
But you've been such an incredible audience. We are going to close this out, I think, with one last 3CAN hit. So by a round of applause, we're going to do this as a live vote. So applaud. I'll give you your choices, and then we'll vote. You can either do Upside Down Cake, Don't Count, Look at These Gloves, I'm Fancy Now, or Shower Shoes, because I'm in college. So
Shower Shoes, I got them at a college.
Oh, Lord. Shower Shoes, I got them at a college.
So applaud now for Upside Down Cake Don't Count. I Got Gloves Now, I'm Fancy.
Oh Lord, look at these shower shoes. I got them at a college. Yeah, I could have told you that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Education, you're making me laugh.
Oh, I'm not here to pledge. No, I'm not going Greek. Only something lightweight for my toes do I seek.
My name is Robert and I'm here to say I got a really old car and I drive it every day.
Oh, Lord, look
bought an MF at a college.
Oh, at a college.
Give it up for Zach Mars on the keys. I bought the Mac at a college.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
I bought the Mac at a college. Dana Wiggins, the boom in this room.
I bought the Mac at a college. Give it up for Carl Time. I bought the Mac at a college.
True Timer.
I bought the Mac at a college.
Dynasty Typewriter.
Oh, oh, when we say shower shoes, you say, I bought them at a college.
Shower shoes.